After inching higher throughout the week before Christmas and testing resistance near 61 cents per pound several times, March futures broke through on December 22nd. After holding the values between 61 and 62 cents for several days, prices have since dropped below the 61 cent mark. From a supply and demand standpoint, reasons for the movement in prices are not clear. Some of the recent fluctuations may simply be a product of there being less liquidity due to lower trading volumes that occur around the holidays.
Now, in terms of supply and demand, encouraging export sales data has been showing up in recent weeks.
In the latest report, both sales and shipments reached their highest values for the crop year. The strength in these numbers is common this time of year and is reflective of the harvest. As more bales are collected and classed, merchants are better able to match specific orders to specific qualities, and that can explain the strength in sales this time of year. Bales also have to get through the classing process before they can physically be shipped, and that is why shipments also tend to pick up around this time of year. While recent strength on the demand side may be encouraging, total export commitment, which is defined as the sum of sales that have been contracted but not yet delivered upon, plus the amount of cotton that has already been put on a boat, is nearly even with the volume from last year. However, since the U.S. crop is 25% bigger than a year ago, sales will need to be sustained at higher levels to prevent the large increase in ending stocks that is currently projected.
With ending stocks expected to nearly double, Devine says there is just no threat of scarcity to pull prices higher right now.
Current forecasts indicate that ending stocks will nearly double this crop year. With expectations for such a large surplus, the threat of scarcity required to pull prices higher simply is not there. As we move further into the winter months, some upward price pressure may develop from predictions calling for a decrease in planted acres in the 2015-2016 season. However, any decrease in acreage will have to be balanced against the improvement in growing conditions in West Texas. Lubbock looks to finish the calendar year with 25% more rainfall than the long-term average. And although it remains very early, the corresponding improvement in soil moisture promises to push abandonment rates lower. This could allow for the U.S. to produce a large crop next year, even with a decent decrease in planted area.